Thank you for calling Archdale Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
My name is James Cintron. I have your service. I need to talk to a technician.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to help you with that, James. What's your last name, please?
Cintron, Cintron.
And your service address?
What's that?
Your address? Can you hear me?
91 Dock Street, Saugerties.
The phone number you're calling from, is that a good callback number?
Yes.
All right, and what is the issue you're having?
The issue is that when you guys did your install, they use your own fastening device, and it's nail or screwed inside the wall, but it's like about 5/8 of an inch from the edge of the wall. And when somebody was putting insulation over it, they put a staple right through the line. Now, what's funny is I haven't had a problem. But I'm looking at a staple right through your line. And that's a skinny line, only through one side of it. It's not straddling the two. I assume there's two conductors there. I don't know.
Okay. So you said the staple is not in between the lines. It's going directly through the line?
It's going directly through one line.
Okay. Is it affecting anything as relates to the internet?
It's not affecting anything. But I'm about to close this wall up, and knowing that that's not good, I'm reluctant to close the wall.
Yeah.
Is there any repairing that, or do you really have to, like, run a whole home run again?
Oh, no. What I'm going to do is I'm going to see if we could get a technician to come out to the location just to check on it.
Yeah. Yeah, they should know not to put the wire so close to the edge of the wood. You can see exactly where they screwed it. It's, like, not even an inch. It's, like, 5/8 of an inch from the edge. And you're putting 1 5/8 screws, and then you're going through sheetrock, and it could easily hit that wire. And that's exactly where on the stud that you would staple insulation, you know. And somebody just didn't know that the wire was there, and it got stapled.
And this wall, could you, like, give me more directions as to where it is?
What do you want to know?
Like, how close, like, any directions as to where it is? Is it over to your garage side of your home?
It's okay. So where they put the where the service comes into the house, it's completely catty corner on the farthest end of the house from that location. It's a seriously long run. The house is 28 feet wide, and it goes from there all the way to the back corner. It's all like the same. It's a ridiculously long run. Now, most of that is still open. I think all of it is actually still open.
That's for the burial that was done.
The what?
You said
came
what
off
is
a pole.
Open? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they went up a pole and then they came down a pole. But otherwise, it's underground, right?
The fiber is underground, but they did the connection from the pole to your home.
Yeah, yeah.
What were you saying that is still open?
What's that?
What were you saying that was still open?
The walls.
Oh, okay.
The route that they took to run this wire is still open, but I'm doing renovations and I'm closing stuff up now.
Okay. All right, no problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to 104 technicians to see if we can have a technician drop by so that they could have that fixed. So that you could go ahead with finishing the renovations.
Closing the walls. Right.
All right. No problem. I'll go ahead once we do get in contact with the team, they would be reaching out to you to set up a date and time for installation. All right.
So what do you want me to do?
No, we would
Hold
be giving
on or call
yes.
me back or what?
Yes, we would be giving you a call back. So just give us about the next 30 minutes to an hour. So that
okay,
we can
get
in, I will just give you a call back.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Bye.